Dear Dad, happy birthday, Dad. Happy birthday to you on your 90th birthday. What a marvelous thing to have lived 90 years. What a great, magnificent thing it is to have seen the changes you've seen and lived the life that you've lived for 90 years. Florence and I thought it would be a good thing to make a tape for you and send our best wishes and regards to you this fine day. But we got a little bit delayed, and I probably won't get the tape there in time for your birthday. However, we can't correct those things, so we'll just send this to you as fast as we can and hope that it gets there as soon as it can, and letting you know that we're thinking of you on your birthday and that we hope you have a very fine day, and we hope you have many more birthdays to come. I'm making this tape from Manila. I flew over yesterday to be with Florence for a week. She had just been visiting me 2 weeks ago. We live a little bit of a nomadic life, moving around, visiting one another, but we have to take every opportunity we can to be together, so I managed to get a week away from the work I'm doing, and I was going to make the tape in Vietnam and send it. Then I thought, well, I'll wait till I get with Florence and she can put in her kind words too, so that you can know that we're both thinking of you. 90 years is quite a long time to be kicking around in this world, and as you are still as active as you are, I know that you're enjoying every minute of it and having a real fine time. I only hope that I can continue to enjoy my living in this world as you have. And of course, I move around too, but my background's a little different than yours was, and I'm not tied down by the things that you were when you were younger, and so I have much more opportunity, but I think you enjoyed moving around a little more than I, because I pass through places and forget all about them, and when I talk to you about going someplace, you can tell me every highway, every motel, every campground, every bit of fishing that was there, and everything about the locality. My mind don't retain those things. I look at a kind of world scope, and I move around, but I know that you enjoy your travels much more than I do, and I think you enjoy the people that you see and talk with, because you seem to make an awful lot of friends when you travel around the country. But then it's not too hard to make friends if you've got a talent like you have. Somebody with ability, there's people always willing to listen to you, to are interested in what you say. Guys like me that just float around and try to keep peace. Not too many people want to listen to us, I guess. But Florence and I are living real nice here in Manila. She has a beautiful apartment. It's up high, and she looks out over the city of Manila. And right now I can look out over the balcony and see the city and the mountains in the far distance and the Manila Bay in the other far distance. This is a beautiful place to be, and I know that if I talk to you about it, you'd get the itchy foot and want to come out here and visit us. And I don't know why you haven't done it. Florence is here all by herself 90% of the time. She's got a big house, big apartment. She lives real fine, and she can take on any number of relatives and guests. And I don't know why you and Mom and Uncle Jim and Aunt Mary and the rest of the family that like to travel don't come out this way and see part of this world. In fact, I don't know why you don't come to Vietnam and see what's going on over there. You can get a visa into Saigon for visitation and stay 30 days. And I can sneak up and take you down to where the VC shoot at me every now and then. Show you how we try to help the people in the land. I think that it'd be interesting for you to do. Think it over. Perhaps while I'm thinking of the family, I played the tape that Althea made out in California before she retired, when Aunt Grace, she and Aunt Grace were in the apartment, and Uncle Jim and Aunt Mary and Skeeter and Billy were out there visiting. I'd like to say howdy to all the relatives if they're there, all of your brothers and sisters, Jim and Sadie and Aunt Mame and Aunt Annie and Earl and Uncle Bob. And I hope Billy and Skeeter are there visiting. And many more people have come around to say howdy. I'm very sorry that Florence and I can't be there. We'll do our best to convey our presence through this medium of the tape. There should be something real profound, I should say, to you at this time, but what can a 57-year-old son tell a 90-year-old dad that would be profound? I think I should be there sitting at your feet, absorbing some of the wisdom you could put out to me. And believe it or not, I have absorbed a lot of the things that you told me, Dad. Perhaps it's not apparent. Perhaps our lives haven't been too close together, living together as a father and son, but circumstances being what they were, it's probably better.